service. What's up? We're back. It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have our sexpert, Michelle Hope.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Girl, we need your help. You know, we start off with the tip of the day.
Yes.
All right, today's tip. How do you have sex with a guy with a small penis? Now, let's be clear. We're trying to help you small penis guys out there as well.
Right. We're not man bashing.
We're not man bashing
at all. But it's a little different, I think, having sex with a guy with a small one.
Well, I think that what we have to remember is, first and foremost, there is no nerve endings inside of the vagina. I've always said to all these men out here talking about, you're going to blow my back out. Well, you might really slip a disc. So let's not do that. And let's focus where my pleasure point is, which is my clitoris.
All right.
So
you don't have to have a big dick to reach the clitoris.
In the ocean, boo boo kitty, not the size of the ship, because that Titanic went down. Okay.
Right.
But also, you have to remember that your G spot is only an inch to an inch and a half inside the vagina on the upper part. Right.
So that does not mean we want an inch long penis.
Though. No, hell no.
Okay.
But I would suggest the crossover. I'm a big fan of the crossover move. Some of you can't see me, but like where you're kind of scissoring each other's legs and he got you right here and he might be spanking it. That's a really great move for small penises.
Okay, so let me see. Scissoring. So that's basically your legs are kind of closed.
Right. So like he might be like this and like one of your legs. So if he's standing, one of your legs would go in between.
Isn't that how lesbians have sex?
Yes.
So basically a guy with a small penis is a lesbian.
Yeah, similarly.
They have to trib. You have to trib a guy.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And men with small penises should eat it. And eat it well.
All men should eat it.
All men should eat it.
But in particular, if you have a small penis, you got to start off with that, let her come from that, and then slide in.
Right.
Or take it to the booty. Backdoor Betty it.
Mm. That always works too.
I'm so scared of anal no matter what size it is.
Right. But if a guy
unless
has a small,
I'm drunk.
Have you ever had sex with a guy with a small penis?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your recommendation to make that?
I don't know. Happy? I need help because I feel like my best sexual experiences are guys with bigger
right
dicks. And you know, like a small dick is like, I feel like I can't like bounce on it the way
I could. Yeah, because you might slide out.
Yeah, that's the most annoying thing.
Yeah, like you have to grind it. Like you have to grind it. And I don't feel like guys like to get grinded on, you know?
You're like, I can't move too much because it might not.
So it's like little short bounces. Yeah. The only way for me to ride a little
bounce.
Dick is like reverse cowgirl. Like he has to be like sitting up and like I have to be like on my knees in reverse. You know what I mean?
But that seems like you might move up too far and then have to come back down.
And yeah, and then you can't see it, so you don't know.
Are you doing your Kegel exercises while you're having
sex? Don't blame
us. I do.
Don't blame my Kegels because he has a small penis. It's not my fault.
Because one time I had a man with a small penis during sex say to me, oh, you're trying to clench. I wanted to stop the whole show right there.
Oh, yeah.
In my mind, I was like,
I'm trying to hold on.
I'm trying to feel something.
Right. Doesn't have nothing to do with me because my vagina is not a hallway. But what you got is a baby carrot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, Gigi, you've been with a small penis guy.
Yeah, I've actually had a small penis boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And so what's your tip for women dealing with that? And for men, what can you do to make the experience more pleasurable?
Well, we had a lot of anal. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of oral. I didn't hate like just regular vaginal sex with him. But it was kind of, you know, not fulfilling to say the least.
Okay. So he had to do other stuff basically.
Yeah.
Vibrators are great though for
but
little
sometimes
penises.
Guys,
what about can he use his finger and?
Well, I'm personally not a fan of fingers, but sometimes guys that have smaller penises, if they know what they're doing with it, because like you said, where the G spot is, it can be a good time. They just gotta know how to work that little thing,
right?
And they gotta think it. They gotta think rationally because most guys don't think that their penis is as small as it actually is,
right?
So they
don't hide.
They steady thinking they need a magnum.
Stop that.
Where they?
Oh my God, that's the worst. You know what I call that? The sagnum.
Instead of trying to put a sagnum on that little tiny thing, you should just embrace the fact that you have a small penis and learn how to work with what you have. That would be my advice to a man.
Absolutely.
And you know, we were talking about this earlier, but a lot of times guys, if they have a small penis, they're not trying to have sex with you. And you were saying, who said one of their friends had a problem with a guy not wanting to have
put
sex?
Put out.
Yeah.
Me. One of my close friends, she's in a new relationship and
he won't have sex with her.
Well, they did eventually, but it took a while. And she like tried a couple times and he kind of, no.
He's like, no, don't touch my penis.
Not now, it's not the right time. And then when they finally did do it, it was like,
because guy, you know, a guy's a big dick. As soon as you walk in, put it out. It's out. Yeah,
exactly.
They don't care.
But here's a question:
it's his belly.
Would you rather a long? That's funny. A long pencil dick.
No.
A shorter, girthy dick.
Shorter and girthier.
Yeah, that's.
But I'll take short and girth for $200, Alex.
Right.
Not too this. Short.
I like my men short and thick.
Like my men like their women.
No, not too short though, you know.
Yeah, not too short. I like girthy penis, but I'm not going to lie. I do like a bigger dick. I really do like it.
Have you ever had
it? I think we all like it.
But I like pain.
Okay, masochist.
Masochist.
Have you ever had a penis so big you turned it down?
I did.
No.
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
A couple times.
I did. I don't think that can fit in my mouth, sir.
No.
In your mouth, but.
Oh, no. I went somewhere. I was somewhere out and I'd been kind of dating this guy and, you know, it came to shit or get off the pot. And we was making, I was like, tonight's the night. He's so fine. Girl, he pulled that out. I said, lights came on real fast. I was like, is that a baby forearm? Like, what are you doing?
Like, I can't do it. But you could put it in and I put it in the whole way.
No, girl, I couldn't. That tip wasn't fitting. Furthermore, I was like, what did you want me to do with it? Lick it like an ice cream cone? Because it's not fitting in any orifice on this body.
That thing was massive.
It was.
I wish you had a picture of it.
Oh, it was... massive.
Well, let's talk about this because somebody asked on Instagram, we asked if they had questions. Naturally, Ari wants to know, can you talk about what to do when you get sore from too much sex, but he still wants it?
Well, I would need to know what the pain is because when you start to talk about pain during sex, there are some health things that I would worry about and some things that could be associated with infection or an STI because things like HPV or human papillomavirus, that can cause dysplasia on the cervix or what we know as cervical cancer or somebody getting an abnormal pap smear.
Oh my God, I saw that on Survivor's Remorse. The girl had HPV and she had to tell him that she had HPV.
Well, what happened?
Yeah, what did happen? Did they break up?
I mean, I don't think it was a relationship, but she had to tell him he had to go get tested. But he couldn't tell if he had it or not.
Well, that's true. You can't. Men can't.
Men can't tell.
So men are usually carriers and there are no side effects. But when you would have something like cervical dysplasia or something like cervical cancer, the beginning signs, it's usually pain during intercourse.
Wow.
Now, but on the flip side of that,
it was just sore from too much pounding.
Too much pounding. You can get bruising inside the vagina, which is very normal. You can get something called fissure tears, which is at the bottom of the vagina, it tears just a little bit.
Kind of like when you have a baby and they cut you.
Yes, kind of like when you would get an episiotomy. Now that will heal quickly. But what I can suggest is lube it up. Right. Also, if you're using condoms and you're having a lot of sex with condoms and you're not using lube, that latex can kind of irritate the inside of your vagina. So if you don't have a lube, first of all, if you're using condoms, please don't go to the kitchen like, ooh, baby, I got some coconut oil.
No.
Because that will compromise.
I use that as lotion.
Yeah, it's great for lotion.
And in my hair.
But not for your vagina because it'll compromise the integrity of a condom.
Is there something wrong now? I have a friend who uses lube and she says she can't get wet. She's like very dry.
Yeah, that's normal. That can happen.
But she said that she sneaks and does it. Is it embarrassing, you think, to have to use lube?
Yes, that's very embarrassing. Yeah.
I think you gotta hold on. Because let me go get the KY.
And also, you know, one of the things of the pussy being good is that it's all
wet
and juicy.
Right.
So, yeah.
But oftentimes what men fail to remember is that it takes a woman about 15 to 20 minutes to go through vasocongestion, which is the process where we get wet. So in men, vasocongestion is where all the blood rushes to their genital areas. They get
right away. 2 seconds.
Right.
Yes, like very quickly. But for women, what is happening is the blood rushes to our vagina or our vulva area. It engorges the tissue, which then expresses moisture. So that's what that wetness is. So it takes 15 to 20 minutes. So if you're like,
it don't take me that long.
You got to warm up the oven.
You have to preheat that oven, you know? So I always advise a lot of foreplay and, you know, lick it before you stick it. And then if you got to, spit on it.
Hey. I always tell these guys, man, you got to do more foreplay, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just be like, come here and just jump on my dick. Like, mm-hmm. do that's something. Don't make me feel like I just want to jump on your dick. That's not...
Lick a nipple.
Lick it. But does, right. does foreplay for you,
kiss
ladies?
Right.
Does foreplay for you, ladies, start in the bedroom? Because for me, like, I'm somebody who gets off on intellect and, like, smart people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like I want it to start at dinner. Mm-hmm. Will you pick me up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. As soon as I get to the guy that I'm fucking's house, I'm leaking.
I'm really? Leaking.
Yes. Just being around
it's just
him.
In your mind, right? Yeah.
Like, well, that makes sense because it's in your mind.
But if you're not at that point and he's ready to go for it, I definitely recommend some foreplay because
right.
ain't nothing more irritating than a guy trying to put, especially without a condom, trying to put a penis in a dry ass vagina. Yeah. That's
the worst.
Like,
oh my God, awful.
But what I have heard a lot of times in talking to people I work with is it's like, especially women, so a man doesn't wait to get them warmed up, then they have sex, and a man can only have one orgasm, mm-hmm. right? Then they have to go through this refractor period where their body has to reset.
Although some of them, you know what I'm saying?
They keep it going.
Sometimes people's refractor periods is very quick, so it could be like a minute, but as you get older, men, that refractor period becomes longer and longer. However, you know, there have been women who have said, oh, well, my boyfriend has sex with me. And then after the first time, now I'm super wet because right. they didn't take the time to
but
warm
now
it
he's
up.
Done.
Now he's done.
And you still
now
finishing you
got,
the job
I'm
by your damn
fucking
self.
Wet.
You're wet. You haven't gotten off. And now you have turquoise ovaries.
Turquoise
oh, like blue balls?
That's the exact same thing as blue balls.
I said turquoise sounds prettier.
It
doesn't
does.
It?
Yeah. It does.
But
well,
just
I'm glad
as painful.
You brought that up, though, that as men get older, because young men, like, they can just go bust mm-hmm. a nut, go again, bust uh-huh. a nut. Now, I was saying to y'all earlier, it seems like there's this trend of older women with younger men.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we look at, like, Tammy Roman, her boyfriend, fiance, he's a lot younger. Obviously, when Mariah Carey was Nick Cannon, they're saying Halle Berry is dating Chris Webby. He's a young 27-year-old rapper, you know, and that's like the new in thing, all these older women with younger men. Do you think that these guys are at their peak? I know they say men reach their sexual peak a lot younger than yep. women do.
Mm-hmm. And they definitely do. And I think for some of these women and the women you're naming, these are all women in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So erectile dysfunction happens to a large majority of men beyond 40. Mm-hmm. Right. It's very, very common and it's very normal. And unfortunately, oftentimes we're not talking in our relationships about things like this. There's stigma around a man having ED and right. having these kinds of things.
Because then you feel as a woman like, damn, I couldn't get him hard. Well, and then he's embarrassed.
Right. So and then communication breaks down. And now all of a sudden, here you
it's
are
awkward.
Unhappy. With younger men, I think the idea of being like this mothery hen thing comes in. But the problem is oftentimes these men haven't developed the skill set to be an adult relationship
mm-hmm.
or you're just trying to get your rocks off. And as women get older, they become more inhibited. So women don't really reach their sexual peak until about 33 to like 40. Mm-hmm. And then once you go past 40, you just don't give a fuck anymore. So you're like, I'm ready to go. And I have heard from a lot of women who have come to me and said, I'm more horny now in my mid 40s than I've ever been in my life.
Sheesh. And then those young guys are just ready.
And they're ready. And
so they makes who likes perfect, younger guys in here?
That makes a perfect.
Can I put my hand down further? But who attracts younger guys in here?
I attract them too. I think we all do.
I mean, I didn't like younger guys before. Some of the best sex I've ever had was with a 43-year-old man.
Sheesh.
But lately...
No. I mean, there are some things...
I mean, there's the benefits of a younger guy. He can bust a nut and then bust another nut.
Right.
And then bust another nut.
Right.
They have stamina. They can keep it going, but...
What's the matter, Michelle? You don't know.
But their minds, everything that comes along with that is just like... Pew, pew, pew,
right.
Pew, pew. So,
like when they
down.
Send you that text message like, what's up? And you're like,
they put WYD.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, write out what you're doing.
But beyond what you're doing, they don't have the wherewithal to be like, hey, can I take you to dinner? They'll just be like, what up? Because I actually ended up in a situation with a younger man, about 10 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, what up? And I'd be like, what up? But then the conversation would go nowhere.
But ain't it worse when there's like a 45-year-old man like, what up? And you're like, hey, you're 45.
That 45-year-old would not have my phone number.
Well, online dating. Now, Michelle, I'm glad you brought that up. You ended up in this situation. Now, I know we've discussed this. You've done online dating.
Yeah, because I did a lot of research.
How do you vet people out on? Because I know there's a stigma attached to it. I know a lot of people that have found like their husband or their long-term boyfriend on no?
Go, keep going, because I don't want to discredit.
So I know some people that have it has worked for, but I know some people who also feel like, oh, I can't do that. It's weird. It's crazy. There's some weirdos on there. Get out there and meet somebody. What's your take?
I think that you go meet weirdos anywhere you go.
Right.
One. Two, I don't want to discredit dating apps too severely, because I've had friends that have seen some of my writing about dating apps or seen another radio segment or something about dating apps. And they were like, but I met this great person. Dating apps are like a sheep or a wolf in sheep's clothing, right? So, you know, you have casual contact or casual encounters on Craigslist and all these things. And people there are really honest about what they want. They're like, I'm looking for a woman to come over and give me a sloppy blowjob.
Right.
Right.
Come and pinch my nipples. Yeah. For pinch 2 hours.
I really want a woman to put a strap on and
give
me
sex. But
they're
also paying for that, because it's
on. No, they're not. Okay. It's just people connecting. And there are other websites where people are connecting sexually. What we're starting to see is that these dating apps are sexual hookup sites. Right. But they're kind of masking this idea of, oh, it's going to be a relationship. So I think that it's a false sense of security. Mm-hmm. I've met some crazies on these dating apps, and you really kind of.
What do you mean by crazy?
So one time I was on a dating app, and this was supposed to be an elite dating app. I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay, you had to pay, but basically.
No, you didn't have to pay. You had to be vetted, and there was a waiting list. So there are not a lot that are out there with waiting lists. And so this was supposed to be an elite person. And on the date, do you know that this man wanted to ask me multiple questions about what the largest penis I'd been with was?
Wow. You think he was gay?
No, I don't know what he
did. Did you answer?
First date?
I just looked at him and was like,
but did he have a really big penis?
Girl, I did not find out that night.
But
did I find out ever?
Yes.
That's either
that's a turn off.
Perhaps,
don't take me on
a
first date and ask me about penis, still, other men's penises.
You're asking
Yeah, that's weird on the first date.
There's no way you can explain that.
And then started texting me, asking me if I had photographs and if I would send them.
Of penises?
Of penises.
Tell him to Google.
He was bi.
That's so weird.
I was in a relationship where it was open, and my partner wanted to know when and how and all the deets about what I did outside of the relationship.
Did he want
to
watch?
No, but he did want to listen one time.
Ooh, that's cuckolding. Ooh. That's what it's called.
Yeah, pretty
it's
much.
Called cockholding.
Ew.
So a cockhold
doesn't even sound good.
A cockhold is
like
somebody
someone's cock
off. A cockhold is someone who gets off on their partner having sex with another person. So all these sexual things that we do revolve around power and control. And that is a sense of relinquishing power, but still kind of being in control because you've kind of given permission to do that. So, you know, there's some all kinds of, we could talk about all kinds
I've
of fetishes.
I've never been with a guy who asked me about another guy's penis.
I'm
never.
Trying to think. Yeah, I never have either.
Why is that not surprising?
I feel like guys don't want to know. If a guy's really into you, he don't want to know about other guys.
Like even,
he don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, and even when I've gotten caught with other guys, like a question was never like, oh, was it good? Never.
Was his dick bigger than mine?
Was it bigger than mine? Was it better than me?
Nobody has ever asked me that either.
But would you want to know if your man cheated on you? Would you be like, well, was it good?
Yes.
I would never ask somebody that.
Honey, I would.
At the end of the day, I don't need to. Because my response is, when you done fucking with the rest, you can come back to the best. Hey. Maybe.
No, hey. But that's what
I really
I'm saying.
Don't,
like,
yeah, I don't
want to
know that.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my son's father, he didn't get caught cheating on me, but he was with somebody that I knew. And I asked him, was it good? And he was like, it wasn't better than yours. And I was like, that was a bad answer.
That didn't mean no.
Exactly. That's what I said.
I cried the whole time.
So I would never.
I was wishing it was you the whole time.
What if a man did cry when he was just like, oh my God, it's so good. Angie.
That would be really creepy.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking about when I was like 21 years old.
That would be so creepy if somebody cried.
Yeah.
I've cried during sex, but if a guy cried,
a woman can do it.
But if a guy
men
cried on me,
FYI, men probably would love it for you to cry during sex.
That's
as a woman.
The guy that I'm fucking right now made me cry the other day during sex.
How?
Because it was so good, I started crying.
Yeah, that happened to me.
See, the guys like that. Now, what if it was so good?
It was so emotional. It was so good, it was emotional.
He started crying. Is that weird?
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah. What is with this double
but
standard?
But I've been with
a
guy.
Life is a double standard.
Sexual
put that
scripts.
On a t-shirt.
No, I've had sex where we were both crying.
What?
For sure, that's weird.
That sounds like makeup.
But we
sex.
Were going through emotional shit.
Makeup, yeah, was, yeah.
Yeah, if you're in love and everything, and you're both crying.
Yeah, nah, we weren't gonna see each other.
I'm not gonna lie though, a guy crying, it has to be like a real reason.
Yeah, we were. Nah, we were both.
Is that
crying.
Fucked up?
No,
I would cry, but
during
like,
sex.
No,
I'm not gonna lie. The sex was really good, but we were both like just in a bad place.
Because
you
could bring that shit up later. You could be like, "Oh, don't act like you wasn't crying with your bitch ass."
I have.
Don't act like you ain't crying.
I'll bring
that
up later.
I'm telling you.
Don't act like your tears weren't lubricating my.
You ain't say that when you was crying in this pussy.
I really cried in this box. Some type of way. Like the sexpert / sexologist has a much more tame sex life than you lovely ladies.
How do you feel about a man crying during sex?
I wish a mother would.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little
I haven't had that experience.
Yeah, it was just emotional. You know, it was just a time. And
so we sex for sad. You is emotional?
No, we were just sad.
She
that
said
was my
no.
man. We were in love, you know? I mean, sex is emotional. I'm a woman, so I do feel emotional towards every person I've had sex with.
I definitely don't.
At least,
the ones
four
that count,
out of five.
At least the ones that, yeah. that count it.
At four least out four out of five.
So,
yeah.
So four out of the total five.
Yes, four out of five times, for sure, for sure.
All right, now somebody else asked us a question on Instagram. This is Big Ace Lil Deuce. He wants to know.
I don't even know what that
means. Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe that's a woman. Yeah, she said, emotional cheating. Some don't believe it happens, or better yet, that they're participants. What do you think about emotional cheating? Is that a real thing? Not physically cheating, but maybe having a bond with somebody that's emotional.
No, it's cheating. Yeah. Totally. I would rather you have a one. So this is the thing. So I have some perspectives on coupling. I would identify slightly closer to polyamorous, mm-hmm. whereas I need a little space. I want to retain my autonomy. I think that sometimes dating other people when you're in a relationship can sometimes remind you why you love the person that you're in a committed relationship with. And I don't necessarily connect as much emotion to sex mm-hmm. as some people.
Okay.
But I think if I was going to get married tomorrow, I would want to have a 2-week break and you have your 2-week vacation.
Before you get married?
No.
Or during the marriage?
Like annually.
Okay.
But that 2-week break cannot be taken with the same person. You better not know her birthday. You better not know her favorite color. I don't want you to know.
So you're okay with your man for 2 weeks doing whatever.
I'd rather you be with a different girl every day. No, that's a must. But I'd rather a different girl every day versus you creating some type of closeness or bond with someone else. I think that that kind of thing, your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions, that's mine. Mm-hmm. If we're in a committed relationship, sexually, we're sexual beings. Our bodies are designed to do 4 things: eat, sleep, shit, and procreate.
Not in that order,
hopefully. But, you know, that's what our bodies are designed to do. So all this, like, thinking and processing, and that's things we've evolved.
I ain't giving my dude no 2-week
Me
break
either,
to do
nope.
shit.
You can't be with nobody else.
I'm
we
sorry.
Get married, that's it. I'll put a wig on.
It's done.
Like dress up.
I'll put a wig on and try a new accent.
Yeah, we'll switch it up. I'll do some new exercises, maybe get a little more flexible.
We go on vacation.
Change it up.
Have sex somewhere new. Watch some porn.
Act like
porn.
You don't know each other. Meet in the bar.
Role
I think that's great.
Role playing is great.
All right, now here's the next question from DJ Plug. He said, should your girl guy be willing to have sex whenever you want to, or do you have to be considerate? What's the point of being in a relationship if the smash ain't guaranteed whenever you want it?
I think when you're in a relationship, yeah, you should. You should be able to get it whenever you want it, for sure.
The only times I would say no to sex is if, like, I'm not feeling well.
Yeah,
at
unless
all.
She's sick
if
or
I have to take a
she's
shit
on her period.
And I'm like, it's not coming out.
My stomach is hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got bubble gum.
Yeah, that's not a good time.
That's not a good time to have
God
sex.
God forbid somebody really fuck the shit out of you.
Right. even though when I'm sick, I'll still have sex. As long as I'm not throwing up.
If my man wants to have sex, it makes me want to have sex.
Right.
So even if I don't feel like it at first.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
But are these things that we should talk about as we're getting into the relationship? Like
right.
when you like I'm somebody on a date and maybe this is why I'm single. Ooh. Oh, like I'm like, so in a relationship, how many times a week? Like,
what do you think is a good amount of times?
I will ask that. But what do I think? It varies for the couple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like there are some couples that don't feel like actual intercourse is a part of intimacy. And maybe we just want to cuddle. And maybe I'm somebody who just really likes to cuddle and I only want sex one night a week. Or, you know, maybe I'd like it every day that ends in Y.
I think every day except that you get a week off when you have your period.
No, right. You know what period ain't stopping me. Because actually, did you know that during your menstrual cycle, you are more aroused and sex will be more pleasurable?
I know that.
That's true. I know that, but
you be wanting that dick so damn bad.
But did you know that you can get blood all over your sheets and your mattress?
You better put a towel down.
I'm not doing it.
Or hop in the shower.
Listen, that's my week off.
I agree.
When I have my period,
I don't mind the week off. Yeah, yeah, and I like giving blowjobs every day, but I'm not going to lie. If the guy's willing to run the red light, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
You can, okay. Mm-hmm. You can run a red light, earn your red wings, whatever you want.
The first day or the last 2 days, because there's a period of time when my period is super heavy.
Yeah. I would rather heavy than the last 2 days, because I'm not feeling so, like, I feel like the aroma on heavy is different.
No, but I can't do it when it's heavy.
The last two.
Because when you look, like when you turn the light on, it looks like a crime scene.
Yeah, that's
bad.
But I think to
end the blood clot.
Yeah. Blood clot. That's funny. I think the only time in a relationship or something of this nature that I would say sex shouldn't be every day or whatever is you have to be much more mindful when you're in your first trimester of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, very mindful. And I think in that situation, first trimester of pregnancy, if a woman is like, you know, I'm not really feeling well or whatever, you don't want to have intercourse because there are some things that can happen to the fetus, the unborn mm-hmm. fetus. Also, oral sex during pregnancy, especially that first trimester, you have to be very, very careful because you don't want to get it.
You don't want to get what?
An air bubble in your uterus, because that can cause extreme complications, right? Oh, wow. So if a woman is pregnant and you're in your first trimester and your partner wants to have sex and you're like, or you start to have sex and then sex becomes uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you need to stop having sex because it can really impact your pregnancy.
Oh, wow.
But those are conversations you should have, like, oh, can I give you a blowjob instead? I'm kind of having some morning sickness, or I'm not really feeling good, or I'm having some cramping due to the pregnancy. You want to try to, like, you have to listen to your body.
Whenever I feel like I'm like my body doesn't want to have dick in my vagina, I'm definitely like, can I just suck your dick?
Yeah,
you can come in my throat.
First trimester, just jerk off on me.
I don't think I've ever asked, can I just give you head? I think I just give head until they come and don't stop.
And then they're okay with it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Exactly. Do you ever get head and don't have sex, like, as women? Do we ever?
Absolutely.
Yes,
I seek it out. I dismiss someone. Like,
no, because, you know,
I got to get up early.
I like to make
your
a guy
Uber's
come.
Outside. Your Uber's
I like to make a guy come with my mouth, so... Yeah, I definitely without having sex. But not with a new person.
No, I'm talking about, does he go down on you and you come and then you're like, okay, no sex.
Oh, no. Not for me, because I want the dick after I come.
Right, after you come, there's no better feeling than you come. And then,
boom. I love that.
Yeah, he slides in.
Yeah, no, I don't. I want it.
But
afterwards.
There's nothing better than a guy that's like, let me just take care of you, do this for you, and then.
But then I'm like, why don't you want to fuck me? What?
You gonna go fuck the next bitch?
Exactly.
You on your phone? That's what you going?
Yeah, my guy can't even do that for you and be rewarded for that.
No, I was acting as if I was Stephanie, because you know she was snapping.
But my question is, what's the reward if you've gone down on me and I'm feeling like, oh, I need some rewards. You, what's the reward if you don't want to hit?
Don't we do it for guys though?
Yeah.
Like, just take care of them? And
No. Not for a reward. I just want to reclaim power and remind you, like, who you with.
I just want to reclaim power. I just want to snatch that punch.
Just to remind you.
All right, now let me ask you this. Say you're dating a guy. Things are going great. He's really into you. You're really into him. Perfect man. Right before y'all have sex for the first time, he tells you, just so you know, it's hard for me to tell you, I have herpes.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
You know that never goes away, but a lot of people have it.
Yeah, a lot of people have it.
Probably what? Most of the people you slept with, you don't even know they have it.
And he tells you, hey, if I'm not having an outbreak, it's fine. You can't get it. We'll protect ourselves. What do you do?
No, I'm not having sex with you. Stop. I'm sorry. Pass.
Stop.
Thanks for telling me.
Well, as a sex expert, Michelle, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, so...
I'm not having sex with somebody knowing they have herpes. That's
girl,
just,
I'm
going to
tell you right now, you've had sex with someone knowing they've had herpes. They just didn't tell you.
Nah, I didn't know. I have not ever had sex with somebody that has herpes.
You don't know that.
I know, for sure, I'm telling you. Because I know what it looks like.
That's what I'm saying.
You know but what the outbreak,
you know what outbreak is. Here's the thing. Okay, yeah. A couple of things. A lot of people have herpes.
Nah,
a lot of people.
I just want to say this very clearly.
Someone in this room right now, because there's six of us, and they say,
somebody's got herpes.
I just want to say this very clearly. I just want to say this very clearly while we're recording. I have not ever had sex with somebody that has herpes.
You don't know that.
I don't have herpes. I do not have sex with people who have STDs. And I can count on one hand how many people I've gone raw with. So that doesn't matter.
You can get it without even if you use a condom, right?
Nah, skin to skin contact, brother.
Yes, skin to skin.
Nah, y'all bugging.
I was dating a guy.
Nope.
Before, and I was in like snooping in his bathroom and I found
Valtrex.
I found some Valtrex.
Take charge.
And yeah, and I kind of ended it after that.
Really? But you already had sex with him?
No.
Oh, you hadn't?
Yeah, I think I saved myself from maybe getting it.
Well, now you tell us, Michelle is a sexpert.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Would you have sex with somebody that is has herpes?
Okay, so I want to kind of really give you some facts. First and foremost, a person can have herpes, right? I hate to break your heart.
Nah, you're not breaking my heart. I know for sure because I don't just randomly have sex with people. And I know the people that I'm having sex with. I know for sure that I have not had sex with somebody who has herpes.
Okay, so herpes, first and foremost, can lay dormant in your system for 20, 30,
I'm not taking
years.
That L. There's no way I'm taking that L.
So
nope.
That's one.
She's just not
nah,
it.
My pussy is amazing.
Yeah, right.
No.
So two. So I just got a call from Africa. Somebody saw me speaking, gave my number away. And a girl calls me. She's like, I just tested positive for an IgG for HVS2. So an IgG is a blood test that they can take. First of all, I want everyone that is listening to know when you go to the doctor to get a checkup and you get tested for STDs, herpes is not a test that they do.
Okay.
It is a test you have to ask
for.
So you might not know.
You will not know unless you have an outbreak. If you think you have herpes, what a clinic will tell you is they'll say, you know what? We need you to come back when you're having an outbreak so we can test the fluid.
Oh, wow.
If you get a blood test and you've had chicken pox, and this is why they don't test for herpes via blood test, because you get a lot of false positives, mm-hmm. right? Now, an IgG test, which is a blood test.
No, about chicken pox.
No, chicken pox is herpes. Herpes has a bunch of different
forms. If you
get
chicken pox twice, isn't that like herpes?
Well, you're not probably going to get chicken pox twice.
No, what's the other thing when you've had it already?
It's chicken pox and it's shingles.
Yeah, shingles. It's oral herpes.
It is herpes. And it's oral herpes. And it's so 80 to 90% of the adult American population has oral herpes, has HVS1. They get cold sores. So that's one.
I don't.
80%.
Okay. Have y'all know me a minute? Y'all know me 2 years. Have y'all ever seen me with anything on my mouth? One time.
No.
Let me take a look.
Not me. No.
And that's great, right? But also what you have to understand.
It could be dormant in you, Steph.
Thank you.
Not in me. Herpes. Not in me. Maybe in y'all, but not in me.
This is so funny.
So herpes, can lay dormant in your system forever. Like you can have the herpes virus
you'll
in your
never
system
get an outbreak. Never
and
get
you'll
a sore.
Never get an outbreak because your immune system is strong enough to fight it off. Now, what herpes really is a really inconvenient fucking virus. Okay. And it's a barometer of your health. Because if you've been exposed to herpes and you have the herpes complex virus in your system and you are healthy and you have a strong immune system, you will not get an outbreak. You'll never get an outbreak. But,
okay.
And I've had gynecologists and, urologists talk to me about herpes is kind of a barometer for your health. If you get an outbreak, that means your immune system is not where it needs, is so weak, it cannot fight off the outbreak.
You need some emergency.
Right. Emergency it up, honey, or Valtrex or lysine. So lysine is an over-the-counter amino acid that you can buy at the drugstore. All right. And lysine you can add to your daily vitamin regimen. And if you have either been exposed to herpes or you're dating someone, if you're dating somebody who has disclosed to you that they have herpes, I would immediately tell you to start taking lysine.
Okay.
Because it will fight off your body getting an outbreak. And then two, understand that there are the times that someone is most contagious is the few days prior to an outbreak. And people who have herpes know, because they're going to get a tingling sensation. It's a nerve virus. Mm-hmm. So your nerves, it's going to tingle in the spot where the outbreak will come.
Not a good tingle.
It's going to itch and tingle. And then you're going to get the outbreak. So if you have a strong enough immune system, you cannot have... I actually had a gynecologist I worked with once who said, my husband, I've been with him 22 years. He is HBS2 positive. He has herpes. I have had 2 children with him. And she has never had an outbreak, right? So it was her that really explained to me the understanding of if you keep your immune system healthy, you will not have outbreaks. It is an inconvenience. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, if that is not treated, that can kill you and make you sterile.
Sheesh.
Right? Herpes.
And make your pussy stink.
Yes. And make it juice out green stuff. Your dick's going to start dripping green. But herpes is not going to kill you. It's just super inconvenient, right? And I think statistically, and I'm trying to look it up on my phone so I don't sound like an idiot, I want to say it's like 1 in 3 sexually active adults in America has herpes. And we're not even talking about minority or a minority demographic.
You're
because rates are
in general.
We're talking about gen pop. But if we looked at ethnic people of ethnic backgrounds, Latino, African American, the numbers would be like 2 out of 3. Right.
So you fuck somebody with herpes.
You no.
Rather you
want
to no, no, sink in or not.
No,
honey.
No, I have
rather
not.
You want to sink
single
in or not.
Man, I don't fuck with these disgusting, dirty ass niggas.
They don't know.
I was with my son's father. Check this out. I was with my son's father for almost a decade. And then even cheating on him, I don't go raw. I don't play
that
those games.
That girl definitely has herpes.
But the thing is,
I'm kidding.
Look, we are Steven her out.
This is making me never want to have sex again. I swear to God, I'm a very paranoid person.
Well, no, think about it like this.
I don't play these
games.
You
shouldn't.
You shouldn't. So here's the deal. Use a condom, but a condom doesn't always protect you against herpes because it's skin to skin. And times than not, herpes and genital warts, they don't grow like on the penis shaft. You can get them in that space between the penis and the testicles.
The taint,
that it can grow there, or it can grow like on the pubis mound, which is right above.
Man, I remember seeing a picture of a baby who got herpes
all over
their back a family member like kissed the baby.
Oh yes, never oh let. God. Yes, that's you should not
the baby
let.
Baby had herpes all over his back. It was so awful.
It's awful. So you should never let strangers kiss your babies.
No, please. I was so paranoid with my son. I didn't even let anybody, my family members, kiss my baby or touch my baby. I'm like, go wash your hands. Don't breathe on him. You can only hold him for about 15 seconds.
But you know, the best way to kind of prevent herpes or even HPV, because that's also a skin to skin. You don't need a body fluid for that. You could finger pop somebody and give them herpes or that.
Don't stop.
So if you're going to do intercourse, female or internal condoms are the best because they sit outside of the vagina and kind of cover
a
large part of the
vulva. I've never used a female condom.
Me neither.
I mean, you can use them.
Have you used one, Michelle?
I am familiar with how they work.
You ever used one?
I am familiar with how they work, and I can tell you that they are a bit cumbersome when you first start using them. But you have to remember, a female condom can be put in 8 hours prior to sex.
Sheesh.
And the longer it's in the vagina, the way it's made, it starts to mold to a woman's walls.
Mm-hmm.
So I have had clients who have said that it is much more enjoyable for a man. And for women, you're safer. You're more protected because your vulva, that outer area, is covered by the outer part of
but
the condom.
But how popular? How many people really use female?
People, see, they don't. I don't know if it's because they don't know, or it does sometimes make a sound during sex.
It does? Well,
like a farting sound?
It's not a farting sound. It's kind of a...
What's
crazy?
What's the sound? What's the
I
sound?
Wish I would have known we were going here because I have... my vagina and my penis and my condoms in my bag.
You have a vagina and a penis with
girl,
you?
Girl, I brought Rhonda with me.
Where's Rhonda? Can we get Rhonda?
I would love to get, it does make a little, it makes a little bit of a kind like of a sound.
Like a squashy sound?
It makes a little bit of a sound. But
my pussy makes a squashy sound when I'm having sex. You might like it regular. Though.
Because literally it's no mess, no fuss, no muss. Red Wings, you don't even have to worry about a mess. Because.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
All right, now let me ask you this. What should pussy smell like? We were talking earlier.
Sweet.
And people were like, oh, you know how people be like, oh, her pussy stinks, da 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 da. But pussy should have a scent,
right? It definitely should have a scent. So it should have an aroma, right? Like, so we give off pheromones and we give off these kinds of different smells.
I used to call that freemones.
Yes, honey, get your freemones on. I love it.
Pheromones.
We could bottle freemones.
I know. Freemones over here.
They could be your freemones. We could bottle your freemones and start selling it.
That's
right?
Stephanie's freemones.
But you want it to have, it's going to have a scent. It's going to have an aroma. You want it to be not fishy. If it's fishy, you got a problem.
Go to the doctor.
If it's fishy, there's a high likelihood of bacterial vaginosis, which is BV. Sometimes yeast infections can cause a little bit of a smell. It probably won't be fishy, right?
But what's that smell like?
Not fresh. Yeah. But that's going to come along with a cottage cheesy discharge.
And itching.
And some itching and burning and swelling. if it smells like something has died in your pussy, bitch, check your tampon. Do you have a tampon?
Oh my
God.
You know, that happened to one of my friends.
Because sometimes people forget.
She started dating a new guy and they were about to have sex and it smelled so bad. She was humiliated and embarrassed. She didn't know what was going on. He was like, you know what? You need to find out what's the problem. She forgot a tampon.
That's
for like a week.
I know somebody that happened to.
But do you understand that?
No, she didn't.
You can get very, very sick from that.
It's called toxic shock
syndrome.
Yeah,
you could die.
TSS. Yes.
It can kill you.
That can kill you. So if you smell like rotting carcass, you might have a tamp. You might have left that OB in there. And if you smell like garlicky or oniony or something like that, take a shower, ho.
Yeah.
Because it's probably like a body odor.
Yeah.
And then also as women, you really need to tune into the fact that you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. So if you eat high amounts of garlic, your vagina could smell like garlic. And you know, water, drinking a lot of water, flushing your system, eating a lot of fruits, pineapple. Ooh, if you drink pineapple, your vagina is going to taste good. That's really not the essence of that thing.
I taste like Hennessy.
It's like, perhaps. Hey,
and Hennessy privilege.
I'm glad Kettle One doesn't have a taste. Vodka doesn't have a taste. But yeah, so you want to smell, but it should, and it probably will smell musty, but kind of sweet. It should have, and for men, because I think that this is important, men, your sperm or your male ejaculation should smell like bleach or ammonia because it's a base. If it smells like anything, if it smells like weed,
I should be able to do my laundry.
Put the backwards down.
Yes.
You should clean things with your semen.
No, and I think it's good. Like, you know, you're good when you, when a guy goes down on you and then you kiss him, you're like, oh, I taste pretty good.
Yeah. That happens a lot. And no, but I drink so much water. I drink like a lot. I drink like a gallon of water a day.
I put a lot of ice in my drinks.
There's your water.
Does that count?
I drink mad water all day.
I mean, Hennessy has to come from water, right?
Yeah, and it's a ice in it, and you see the ice is melted.
So now it's water.
Therefore, there's water in me.
Well, that's good.
Can guys be like taste nasty and stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
Funky spunk, they call it.
Funky spunk. Yeah, you are what you eat.
When you swallow and you want to throw it right back up because it tasted gross going down.
Yeah, it should be sweet too because
gross.
Seminal fluid. So semen, right? They're like little individual tadpoles, right? They have to have the energy to swim to the egg. Mm-hmm. And it's a journey. Okay. Right. So for them to have energy, they have to eat something. So when the semen goes through the epididymis and the vas deferens, it passes through the prostate, which we can move on to prostate next. When it goes through the prostate, it picks up like prosthetic fluid and all these extra fluids. Some of the fluid is fructose, which is sugar, because sperm has to eat to have energy. So sperm should taste sweet. Right. It should smell kind of bleachy or ammonia-y, but it should have a sweeter taste.
Like a cupcake.
Yo, but
it should not be bitter.
Me and my boo, we sat there, we were eating a bunch of Sour Patch Kids, and then I sucked his dick and swallowed his cum, and it tasted like sugar. I was like, what the fuck?
That does he probably doesn't do drugs or drink a lot of alcohol.
No, he doesn't.
Then that's why, because the that prostate fluid that's helping that semen get to where it's gotta go is supposed to be fruit.
What the fuck?
Was it like a yellow Sour Patch Kid or a green?
A red one. A red one.
That's funny.
The best
one. All right, now we have another question from off of Instagram. Lamont Baldwin wants to know, can wholeness be deleted?
What is wholeness?
You know, if like you used to be a hoe, but now you're in a relationship and all of that, can we forget my past and move on?
I mean, I guess you have to ask not only your partner, but also yourself. Because I think a lot of times what we do as individuals is we don't allow time to forgive ourselves.
Right.
So then we go ahead and we sabotage the relationships because we're still living in that space of quote unquote wholeness. Mm-hmm. And we're letting all of these negative things that all the shitty relationships we were in before cloud this individual who's here, who's accepting me for everything that
I've
been
through.
You know
what's interesting? Okay, so I was reading about this interview that Lyra Galore did with Global Grind. Mm-hmm. You know, she was dating Rick Ross. You read that, right?
Yeah, I did.
They broke up and she was saying part of the issue the first time they broke up was that there was a picture she posted. She was in the strip club where she worked with Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. And that picture circulated everywhere. And then there were some old tweets she posted about other rappers, you know, that she loved, quote unquote, loved or whatever, when she was 17 years old. And she was like, the first time we broke up, I didn't think he could. She was like, it was hard for him because everybody was tagging him and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And she felt like he couldn't handle it. And then they ended up getting back together, but ultimately it didn't work out.
But I think that in that, that's her not leaving the past in the past.
But it's hard when everyone keeps bringing it up and tagging your man in it.
Was she with her man when she brought up all this old stuff?
Well, she didn't bring it up. I think everybody else did. A lot of other people were digging it up. She said it was a public relationship. And, you know, people don't want to see you happy.
Hell no.
So you start posting stuff and then there everybody's trying to embarrass you, go in on you, kind of be degrading. It's hard for a guy to handle something like that. It would be hard for a woman.
That's part of the reason why, and we've had this conversation before, part of the reason why I kind of put myself out there with my guy in the beginning, because I never wanted anything to come back and haunt me. I never wanted anybody to come back and throw anything in his face. And if anything ever came up about my past, I wanted him to have an idea of it already, or kind of already know what's going on.
He heard it from you.
Nothing. Yeah. So anything anybody said to him, it don't matter because I already know. You're not telling me nothing. Yep. I already know.
So we know if you can handle it or not from the beginning. Mm-hmm. If you can't handle it, hey, you know, sorry.
Not me. I feel like...
We know, Steph.
Yeah. Don't tell.
Steph don't ask, don't tell. Nobody shit.
No.
Yeah, don't ask,
no,
don't tell.
No, because I've experienced it and I'm telling you, you'll be dating your regular average your guy and somebody comes on the radio and they're like, meh.
You know, I have a friend.
And they're like, what?
They're like,
they want to bring it up. I have a friend.
Turn off the radio. Change the channel.
I have a friend who is in a relationship now, and she just had a baby with her boyfriend, who's just a regular schmegular guy. And
schmegular.
Yeah, I love that.
Shout out to Cardi B.
And she told him about a couple of, you know, maybe rappers or whoever in her past, and it's been thrown up in her face.
Exactly.
And she calls me crying. Like, I wish he would just leave it alone. No. Like, I'm with you now. We have a baby. We have a family. Like, why I'm keep throwing it in my face?
Does she feel like she wishes she wouldn't have told him?
Yeah, she does.
Because he would have never found out.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, if I'm dating someone and I see that they're hanging out with somebody that I slept with, I'll be like, hey, you know, XYZ happened.
Right, but see the difference in her situation.
For me to be dating someone who doesn't even work in entertainment and tell them, hey, I slept with XYZ that does XYZ in entertainment.
And that's what I was about to get into.
Every time the guy comes out on the radio or on the TV, he's feeling away for no reason, because he would have never found out about that anyway.
Right, and that's the main reason why I told my guy, is because he's in the entertainment industry.
Right.
So I feel like you know these people, or you might know these people, or you might come across some of these people, and I don't want it to be an issue. Now, if he was a regular guy, I probably would not have told him, because you're never going to find out. You don't know this person unless I tell you.
But I feel like, even
because it wasn't like anything serious.
But it could be something that ends up on the blogs and he finds out about it.
And then you admit it.
You know, I walk like a cat burglar. You know, I keep my shit on the low.
I mean, today I feel like even with me dating guys in entertainment, I still don't feel like it's any of their business. I wouldn't want anybody who has slept with me to tell whoever they're dating that they were with me, you know? know what I mean? And I'm going to keep it to myself. Now, if, like you said, something comes out on the blog, is that true or is it not true? Yes, it's true. And that's it. Moving forward. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Moving right along.
But what if he asked you, like, listen, before I find out anything about you,
I will observe the situation and see who he knows and who he doesn't
know.
I'll
tell you what you need, what I feel like you need to know.
What he needs to know, exactly.
Keep the rest to myself.
What do you think, Michelle?
What you don't know won't hurt you.
Full disclosure or no?
I mean, I'm always a full disclosure person, but I don't have as exciting of a sex life as you guys do. So, I mean, it's never going to come up like, oh, you was with that one. However, there have been moments where I've been with, like, a regular guy. I tend to like kind of nerdy guys. And I'm like sitting and we're watching a TV show. And after living in LA for 10 years, there's like actors on and I just start cracking up on the screen. And they're like, what? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I dated that guy. I just think it's funny. But I mean, they're so square bots. I mean, right. I date squares.
And they're like, oh, okay, whatever.
He probably thought it was cool.
Why do you date squares? What is it about squares that you feel like?
I mean, I would identify myself as sapiosexual, which is someone who, I'm really attracted to people mentally. I also have come to the conclusion with my experiences that most people are bad in bed, so I'm going to have to make it good. And so I don't look at it like that. And then I've never, like, and don't think I haven't been out to the parties and to this and to that. I just, ballers are not, nobody's ever, like, I'm not that smart with who people are. Like, I think I've had basketball players or football players try to talk to me, but,
you know,
I'm so, like...
Right. I have no idea.
You feel like the ballers are dumb.
Well, I think they just think I'm snobby is what like they kind of think. And I'm not. Like, I'm trill. Underground that I gotta be a trill nigga. Yeah. But people don't, that's not always what I present. So people think.
Honestly, I find that, you know, dating a rapper or a basketball player, a football player, you know, a lot of times, you know, rappers are really good with words. So they're smart, they're intellectual. And then, you know, the basketball players and the football players, they went to college. So
of course, but I'm also,
I feel like it's these drug dealer niggas that are dumb.
That you really like.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah,
I love.
But they definitely don't like me. But even
I'm done with them too. They don't like me either.
I'm also not the type
I don't like them.
To like call people. Like, I'm like,
me
if
either.
You're
I
not like if you're
anyone.
Not calling me.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm not with
I'm
it.
I'm not calling you. Nobody likes. Let's just be real. I'm gonna end up the cat lady.
Shut up.
That's what it's gonna be.
No. What's wrong with the regular guy?
What's wrong with that? Nah, like, what's a regular guy? What is that?
Somebody that works. Yo, have you ever been in a boring relationship?
No.
You think boring is good?
Yeah, boring is great.
No, because even my son's father's not a square.
Drama is not going to get you a 30-year marriage.
Yeah, no, I think with Derek and I, we didn't have a lot of drama until the end when I started acting crazy. You know, but with the last one, it was a mess. We were fighting all the time.
Right.
We loved each other.
But are
all
you
the time
addicted
too.
To the fighting?
No, I hate it. It's awful.
Do you?
Wasn't I miserable?
You were miserable, but I also feel like some people think that when you argue and fight all the time, that's what love is.
It's passion.
No,
he's so passionate.
Some people really
about
believe
me.
That. Some people don't know any other way other than I'm in a relationship. This is what we do. He loves me, and that's why we fight all the time.
I check your phone. You gonna check my phone?
No.
Like that, a lot of people normalize that.
No, that's one thing. I'm not a digger. I feel like if you're looking for something, you'll find it.
Oh, of course. But like, I have a girlfriend who dated athletes who did all this, and then she found this nice guy. She had like this nice dude she was dating, and she would call me and be like, "He's boring."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Girl." Since we've been in high school, we've been running drama on your boyfriends, whether it was stealing a dog or beating up somebody's girl. But so she got so used to the drama, and identifying that the drama was love.
Regular.
That's not love. Love is sitting on the couch on a Tuesday night after somebody cooked dinner, arguing
Netflix.
Over, not even Netflix, even more boring, arguing over who the best voice was on The Voice tonight.
No, I just feel like for me, athlete is a regular guy. Everybody is not a regular guy.
Newsflash.
Yeah, everybody's
She's
regular.
Not a regular girl.
Yeah,
so that is regular for
regular.
Because that's her
I don't
circle.
Think dating
that's
an
her...
athlete is dating an average guy. You know, I don't think dating a rapper or an R&B singer is an average person, but I think they're regular.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather an NBA player or a man who graduated from Yale Law School, summa cum laude?
Is he a lawyer?
If he graduated from
Listen, I don't care about what a guy does because I'm going to do good for myself no matter what.
But all right, let's
I
say
just
everything.
I'd rather be with whoever's going to treat me
let's
right.
Let's say everything was the same except one's an NBA player, one went to Yale.
And is a lawyer.
And is a lawyer.
Or has his own business. He has a small business.
I mean,
business.
If I had to choose
everything
between
has
an
the
NBA
same.
Everything is the same. They're the same character, same type of person.
Right.
One plays basketball, one is a lawyer. I would take the lawyer just because I know the lawyer is probably going to have more time for me.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you know how busy lawyers are?
But, yeah. I mean, he's not going to be traveling.
Traveling. I know that.
No, yes, he is. No, yes. No, that's no. Not only traveling.
Not as much as a basketball
To be honest
player.
With you, I have... Wait, I have dated, and in my mind, I'm thinking of someone specifically who went to Yale Law School and has their own business. That man is on the road 75% of the time. Literally,
so you see, then you
it's
can't
the same.
Win.
Literally, it's the exact same.
You can't win.
But the difference is what the experience is when we're together. Like, so for us, trying to squeeze time in might have been, hey, let's wake up at 6 a.m. and go to the gym together. Or I see the face. I wish you could see her face.
Hell no.
Hell to the no.
No, but I would do that with my athletic boyfriend.
Go to the gym.
I'm just saying, like, if I had an athletic boyfriend, I would do that with him. I would do his workouts with him in the morning.
Okay.
And
sure.
Attorneys' workouts are way easier.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not as strenuous.
I don't know. And you know, the thing with a lawyer and the difference between a lawyer and a basketball player is that a basketball player is going to have a lot of groupies because he's really famous. Mm.
But you don't think, okay, so I hate to break it to you. No, a black
too.
Man, oh, yes.
He's going to have groupies too, but it's not going to be, it's not nowhere. Like, that's one thing about dating and entertainment is that if I date somebody in entertainment, he's going to understand. All the guys, all the groupies I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
All the thirsty.
Just naturally. Yeah, just me living my life.
I feel like anybody who sees you would understand why
no.
you have guys running behind
the,
you.
The guys that are not in entertainment, they're... My last boyfriend, if I took a picture with a promoter, he was taking my head off. I could not post photos with promoters who pay me to show up at their event.
Right.
You know what I mean? Dating and entertainment...
He's insecure.
It's like
yeah, but that's because he has a little penis.
Did he have a little penis?
No, I'm not gonna say all of that.
Well, that means he's insecure about something.
Yeah,
that would be what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, you know, dating and entertainment. A guy dating me in entertainment is gonna know, like, oh yeah, she took a picture with 2 Chainz, or she took a picture with this one because they just took a picture together, not because she's like fucking the nigga. You know
what
I mean?
But sometimes it's hard too for guys in entertainment because those are their peers,
right?
Yep. So it's like, oh, you're making me look crazy. You took a picture with this dude.
Yeah, some of them are. Yes,
pictures.
Some of them are like that.
Are you on your knees in the picture?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, I was accused of dating somebody because or having slept with somebody because we took a picture and that person had their arm around me and kind of rested like on my
lap. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
And I literally just sat down for the picture, like, let's take a pic, click, and kept it moving. But the picture looked like it was so much more that he really accused me, like, oh, did you fuck him?
Yeah.
And
I definitely dated a guy.
You have done that? You've experienced that, Angie.
I definitely dated a guy who got mad about every picture and told me that, okay, when you take pictures with people, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't
this was
touch
in,
you
oh my
God.
Also
well, this was
like,
this conversation was just stop taking pictures with these rappers. That
oh,
come
oh wait,
club.
We definitely broke up.
Oh yeah, no. Because that's control. See, again, all of these relationships revolve around power and control.
And it also makes me look at you crazy. Like, are you that insecure?
Right. It's not that
that's
they're
necessarily... Insecurity is not attractive.
But it's not always...
If I take a picture grabbing a guy's crotch or, you know, licking his face, then you have...
A reason to question. But if I take a picture with somebody and his hand ends up on my lap for the picture that quick, it doesn't mean
picture.
That I had sex with him.
But mm-hmm. I think that what... Again, I want to go back to power and control. All of our relationships are run by power and control. And everything I just heard all of you ladies speak on was men trying to use their power to control you as a woman. And again, perhaps this is why I am single. Because mm-hmm. I don't play that. Like, you ain't putting no money in my bank account. You ain't signing no checks, right? And at the end of the day, I came in this motherfucker alone, and I'm gonna end up going alone. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I love you. I want to be with you, but I need you to recognize that I have my life and my autonomy. And the other thing is called But the other thing is called the the Pygmalia effect. So there's this idea of the Pygmalia effect. So a man likes you, Stephanie, for this fierce, wild. Wow. So underground that she got to be a trip, right? Right? But then what happens is when they get you in a relationship, they want you to become that demure wife. They want you to be.
Correct.
And they try to turn you into this other person.
Who you're not.
And then let's say that you do end up becoming the person that they want you to be. Next thing you know, they're cheating on you with the girl you were.
Right.
She's just got a new name. Right? So we have to be aware of that.
All the time.
Me too.
I don't play that. You either gonna take it or you ain't gonna take it.
No, because, and even in my last relationship, like, you know, he and I knew each other for years, but when he got with me, he knew what was going on in my life. You know, and just a couple months down the line, I had to make a lot of changes and adjustments. Right?
Stephanie was like, I'm not talking about my ex no more.
Here we are.
Right.
Good morning.
Do you talk to your new man about your ex? Like any guys you're dating?
No, not at all. I don't talk about him at all. The only reason we're talking about him now
is because it's relevant.
It's relevant to our conversation. But please, I don't
know. How much do you need to tell your new man about your ex?
One thing. Nothing.
Whether or not he had herpes. Thing,
that's it. That's all you need to tell.
Or
that's
outbreak. Really,
exactly.
Please, and with my last relationship, and if you compare them to what's going on in my life now, to the guys that I'm getting to know now, there's no interest there. It's like, what were you doing?
I just want to say I'm proud of Stephanie because before she was like, that's it. I'm going to be with him. I'm going to wait till he gets
forever.
Out. And I love him. I'm not doing anything. I'm depressed.
And now she's moved
I love
up
him with all
on.
My heart. I'll always love him for the rest of my life.
But
I mean, compared to what I got going, for me to be talking about this man with the guy that I'm sleeping with now, it's a waste of time because I'm just making myself look crazy.
I think that's, again, not allowing yourself forgiveness for whatever went wrong in that relationship. So you're bringing it up in your new relationship, trying to overcompensate, to be like, I don't want this to happen in our relationship. So I want to tell you all about this.
And what happened in our relationship in our last one couldn't possibly happen in my new relationship.
Exactly. But if you plant seeds, you might see some type of variant. So really, I think leaving the past
and
the past
I
is
agree
the best.
With that.
All right, 2016, let's do it. Well, thank you so much. Michelle Hope, thank you so much for coming by. This
Anytime.
Is our resident sexpert for lip service.
Yes.
And
this was really, really educational for me today.
Yes, because Stephanie, rather she wants to admit it or not, found out that she has indeed fucked somebody
with
herpes.
I have not. No, I have not. No, I have not. That is impossible. I have not.
Okay.
I most certainly.
It's probable. But in your world, impossible.
And let me tell you, and I usually brag about my immune system, but lately...
What is that on your lip?
There ain't nothing on my lip.
That's some gloss.
My face is always bare. Ain't nothing on my mouth, on my pussy.
You know,
I take
Stephanie's mouth
of my pussy
is,
all the time.
Stephanie's mouth is her favorite part of her body.
I know it is.
That's right. And my pussy is my other favorite part.
As it should be.
Yes. Both sets of lips.
And I take a lot of pictures of both sets all the time.
Well, shout out to Stephanie. She either doesn't have herpes or it's dormant.
Yes.
No, let me tell you what I was saying. My immune system had... Usually think my immune system is really good, but I got sick already. I moved into my new apartment. I've been sick in that apartment already 3 times.
Well,
so I know my immune system is bad.
Well,
right
if one day you get the chills and the shivers, and all of a sudden you got some itching burning in one spot in your vagina,
I will be dead because I will jump
lysine.
Off a bridge.
No,
and kill
lysine. Myself. You get you some lysine.
Get you some lysine
girl,
and some Abreva.
Take charge.
Nah, girl, I'm gonna kill myself straight the fuck up.
All right, well,
if my pussy doesn't work no more.
It's gonna
I'm
work.
Just gonna, it's like a man for his penis. If you shoot his penis off, he's gonna want to die.
Stephanie, no one is shooting off your vagina.
That's how it sounds like.
No.
Oh my god!
Why did you scare her like that, Michelle?
It heals after 7 days, and nobody knows.
And you know what? I'm not trying to. You know what? God bless everybody who has herpes. I know
God
people
bless
who
all
have
the herpes.
You know, one of my good friends has it, and
God
you know,
bless
I'm
another.
Not judging him, but you know, I don't want that in my life. You know what I
but
mean?
But you know what's funny? A baby mama can kill you. Herpes cannot. And a baby mama can make your man broke as hell, but herpes cannot.
You can fuck a baby mom's up. You can't fuck herpes up.
You can with some Valtrax and some lysine.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, again.
No problem. Thank you.
Gigi.
Hey.
We'll be back next week. We're back for good.
Yes,
okay?
I know you're on vacation. I officially live back in New York. I'm not missing any more episodes.
Somebody's booed up.
I'm here to stay.
Yes.
Lip service.